Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And we hope, of course, that if you're out there across the listening audience, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. But, of course, please hold your calls. We have with us on the line Dr. Jack Clooney, and we're going to be talking about health issues, specifically about Alzheimer's disease, which is dramatically increasing across America. And, you know, it's really such a tragic situation when you have somebody and you've known them and you love them, and you see their mind beginning to sort of fade away. They begin to get increasingly forgetful. Sometimes, I know with my aunt, she didn't even remember who I was. She didn't remember who her brother was, who her mother or father. And what a tragic situation as we see the progressive dementia. But the question is it necessary? Are there things that can be done? Is there an organized effort to block the implementation of measures that would stop the spread of this terrible disease, which is plaguing more and more and more Americans every day? Dr. Jack Clooney, thank you so very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Sam.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, those who don't know who you are and what you're doing, and how you're trying to use the various nutritional health supplements to help people.
Certainly. I'm the president of Health Source Incorporated, and the Health Source is a nutritional wellness center, alternative medicine type approach. We offer consultation and screenings and nutritional programs to help people with their health and help people maintain an optimal level of health. So, you know, we've been here for 7 years. I'm a psychologist by education. So I have over 2,400 hours in therapeutic nutrition on top of that. So, we've operated here and while I was in practice, and we see a lot of people get great results when they get away from the paradigm. The paradigm is shooting them up with drugs and doing things that probably won't work.
And, of course, nutrition does play such an important part in our health. And I think that when you realize that and you have proper nutrition, the things are out there, they're readily available, but you're not going to get those. And so often people, when they get Alzheimer's disease, the doctors will give them a pill, and it's not going to do a great deal of good. Maybe they have some study that suggests it might help, but they're not getting to the real cause of so much of what's going on. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts on Alzheimer's disease.
Well, first of all, and go along with what you say here, even when they do get material, they don't know the quality of the material. There's a lot of junk on the market today, and fish oil, for instance, which we use for Alzheimer's, is rancid fish oil in some cases, and people aren't getting the benefit from it. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But there are 298 million people in this country. One out of every nine people in this country have Alzheimer's disease. 34.8 million people have Alzheimer's disease, diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in this country.
Now, of course, this is something, again, as you get older and older, but really there's no need for this much of this disease in this country at this time. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. but health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in five glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Dr. Jack Clooney with us this afternoon. We're talking about Alzheimer's disease and the real tragedy that we have today as more and more of our older people get Alzheimer's disease. And Dr. Clooney was saying that probably 15, 20 years from now, we may very well have one in four of our people who will have Alzheimer's disease, as we have certainly more and more people growing older, the baby boomers retire, and more of these people are going to have real problems. Alzheimer's disease is really exploding in this country, but then I was simply commenting, why should we be surprised? According to the Centers for Disease Control, one in six American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality or a learning abnormality or a speech abnormality or a behavioral abnormality. One in six children has asthma. Why are these things happening? And then, of course, at the other end of the spectrum, why are so many people getting Alzheimer's disease? So pick up the story there, Dr. Clooney.
Well, the problem is, number one, I have a journal in front of me, as another branch of the American Medical Association, that says Alzheimer's disease has been linked to a number of risk factors, including exposure to aluminum. And this particular article talks about aluminum in water supply. There are things like stress. Now, we all live in a much more stressful world than we used to. So stress creates a chemical called cortisol, which is a branch item from adrenaline. And that can cause, or people who do not handle stress well can end up with Alzheimer's disease in the future. But mercury preservatives in vaccines and other medications have been seen to be linked to Alzheimer's disease. Aluminum, and of course, antiperspirants, canned pop, canned vegetables, all of these things have ties to Alzheimer's.
Don't forget, of course, that the vaccine, the influenza vaccine they're telling our elderly people to take, has aluminum in it, according
sure
to
does.
Dr. Fudenberg. Oh, and anybody would like to see this would be glad to send you the copy of the page of his website. 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease. And the people who were foolish enough to take the influenza vaccine three to four times over a five-year period between 60 and 65 years of age, and 10 years down the line, 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease. They know that. You go up on the Internet now and you'll find there's an organized campaign to discredit and to demonize Dr. Fudenberg, who's in his 80s and still pretty smart. But, of course, the people who want to conceal what's going on will attack the messenger because they don't want the message out.
Absolutely. When we look at the causes and we look at the widespread problem with our water supply, we look at the widespread problem with vaccines and other medications, we look at our lifestyle and the things that we put in our body, like aspartame or sweet and low and that type of thing. When we look at trans fats and the way that we cook our foods, when we look at using aluminum cookware and so on, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on here. Now, the one thing that more and more journals, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, back in April of 2000, wrote an article regards to low folic acid in Alzheimer's patients. Now, in all of our multiple vitamins, we put 800 micrograms of folic acid in all of them because people need it, not only pregnant women, but people need folic acid. Another substance that they need is B12. There are many more. But, you know, as I talk to you on the phone, Stan, you know, many, many times I believe that Alzheimer's is 100% preventable, number one. And I believe, number two, that if I knew at the age of 30 what I know now, I'd be 35. And by that I mean the damage in the body that goes along, if you know what to do ahead of time and you do it, you can slow down aging process significantly in the human body. There is a big portion of the American medical world right now that is dealing with anti-aging technology and anti-aging medicine. And when we look at that, and folks, you know, people are realizing that things like Alzheimer's and ADD and childhood, when I see the rate of childhood, what I call childhood dementia, it bothers me greatly, because we're feeding kids pop and we're feeding them diet pop and we're feeding them food colorings and everything comes out of a can, don't you know?
And, of course, the thing is, I think you're probably referring to the fact that most of our diet copes, and so many of the soft drinks have NutraSweet in them, and they know this has a profound effect on the mind. They know it produces pathological obesity. And you can go up on the website and pull down Betty Martini's material on aspartame, or certainly the material that is up there by Dr. Blaylock. And you need to understand that the scientific studies are there. Dr. Olney's work back in the 1960s and 1970s, saying do not ever legalize NutraSweet. It'll produce pathological obesity. It'll produce tumors. They knew all of the problems, and that's, of course, in my estimation, why this was released back in 1981 by a man who was on the Reagan transition team and got his man, the FDA man. His name was Donald Rumsfeld. He was the president of J.D. Serum. And knowing full well this is going to have a devastating effect and going to kill an awful lot of people, they went over the objection and the advice of everybody in the FDA. And they got it legalized, and once it was legalized, nobody had the courage to stand up.
That's
not
right.
That they wanted to keep their job. So this is the way the system really works. They're not interested in your health, ladies and gentlemen. They have another agenda. So, and now we see pathological obesity, and they want to blame it on, oh, the kids aren't exercising enough. Oh, it's Colonel Sanders, or it's McDonald's burgers, or Burger King. They're responsible. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children with NutraSweet. The information is there. You go up on the internet and find it. And certainly you have access to a lot of this. You have those articles on your website too, don't you, Jeff?
We do at our website, healthsourceinc.com. We have the University of Arizona article about NutraSweet. And folks, if you read that study on aspartame and you still use it, you got to have a wire loose someplace. You know, it doesn't take more than 3 points of IQ to realize that something is poisoning us. And, you know, and when we deal with these subjects, we deal from a common sense perspective. If you do certain things, you're going to get certain things. The old philosopher said, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. And we've got to make some changes. We've got to not only make some changes in our own lifestyle, but, you know, we need to get behind elected officials and say, look, this is wrong. You know, smoking, why should smoking be legal anyplace? In our particular area, we're going through an ordinance to eliminate smoking in public places. One of the things that brings about Alzheimer's or the beginning of Alzheimer's is nicotine and its effect on the human brain. So why would we subject ourselves if we have a choice? Clean water, there are many other things that we'll get into later in the program that we need to put into place in our lives nutritionally as well as lifestyle-wise to help defray the chance of coming down with these terrible diseases. I don't want my family, Stan. I don't want my family taking care of a brain dead me. And you talk about people dying. Well, they die from the brain down, and many times the brain dies 10 years, 15 years before the rest of the body. And people don't even recognize themselves. Ronald Reagan is probably the biggest example there. But there's people that are listening to us right now, and I know you've heard from them, and I know I've heard from them, this is a situation that is going to, if it hasn't already, is going to touch every single family in the United States within the next generation.
And, of course, we increasingly are finding more and more Parkinson's disease and other neurodevelopmental abnormalities in the older people as well, of course, in the younger people as well.
I think they're related.
I think that they are definitely related to the degenerative diseases of the brain. And, you know, one of the things that's really extremely toxic for the brain is fluoride. So why are we fluoridating 67% of the water supply in this country when in Europe they will not allow it in any of the countries there, with I think maybe 10% of Great Britain and maybe 30 or 40% of Ireland, but no other country in Europe will allow water fluoridation. Why? Because they know it's toxic to the brain. They know it lowers the IQ. Do you think that might be why? Why, when our students graduate from high school in the United States,
they
don't know anything, on the competitive tests with students from other countries, they can't compete. We're among the lowest in the world with all the money we spend. Is that a defect in the teaching, or have they done something to their brains?
Right.
You really need to get the information. You go up on PubMed, and you'll find out they will never give you a reference to the journal Fluoride. Why? His journal, the journal Fluoride, tells you about the toxic effects of fluoride, and PubMed and Medline will not allow that because they don't want the American people to know. Am I suggesting there's a conspiracy? I will tell you that the 7,000 members of the EPA unions have recently petitioned the EPA to stop all water fluoridation. Do you read about that in your newspaper?
Absolutely.
Not a word. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Jack Clooney. We're talking about the things that you can do to help your health. And one of the things is he cautions you being very, very careful about water. Now, we need water. We need the liquid. But if you drink the water you buy out of the store, the bottled water, some of that, they're going to fluoridate. You have to know what's in it. And there are water filters that will take the chlorine and the fluoride out. Now, the chlorine is not good for you, but you have to have that in so that you're not going to have bacteria. The fluoride they put in, well, supposedly for the children's teeth, so why are they giving it to the adults? Well, because it lowers their intelligence, it increases the incidence of cancer, it attacks their endocrine system, produces hypothyroidism, doubles the incidence of heart disease, and we could go on and on and on. Why would they do something like that and conceal it from the American people? You'd have to be very powerful to do that. And the answer is, they are very powerful. The studies are up there. You go to fluoridealert.org. It's put up by a professor of chemistry, Dr. Paul Conant. We've had his guest in the past. But the American Dental Association put up a parallel website called fluoridealert.com. Go to fluoridealert.org. Understand that they put up another one parallel to it they call COM. Why? To conceal the truth from the American people. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with really wicked people. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, there is solutions. And number one, we have to take these things out of our diet. Number two, we must realize that the drugs that are out for Alzheimer's are not effective. Period. They're not effective, not according to me, but according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, February 2nd, 2005, they are not effective. And we will put that up on our internet site by tomorrow. Brand new study, within the last year anyways, that says these drugs are not effective. And but there are certain nutrients that are effective. And when we realize how easy it is to prevent these things, it's a shame that everybody doesn't do it. Now, when we look at Alzheimer's, like when we look at ADD and other things, we look at things like huperzine. Huperzine is a natural product that the body needs in order to function, the brain needs in order to function. So much of our medicines, like lipid, you and I have talked about this on the air before.
You're talking about the statin drugs that lower the lipid level, which is essential. I mean, you have to have the statin drugs for your brain to function effectively because it's a large part of its fat. And what are you doing? Why, you're poisoning the liver so it won't produce the cholesterol.
Yep.
And what does that do? To your brain. And this is the thing, because many people, or a significant number of the people, who get their cholesterol very low will begin to get forgetful and begin to get mild forms of dementia as well as many other things as well. But this is a very big problem. But they're not telling the American people. And you have to ask yourself, why?
Well, the drugs definitely take CoQ10 out of the body, and without CoQ10, the brain doesn't function. The heart doesn't function, and so on. When we look at our regular diets, I was just reading a report today that said most of America is deficient in B12. Almost all vegetarians. Now, I don't know about your audience, but much of my audience is vegetarian. And I keep on telling them that folic acid and B12, that almost every vegetarian is deficient in these substances unless they supplement. Caffeine-type products can both be good and bad, depending on... But most people drink altogether too much, and they shrink their brain because they shrink the blood flow to the brain.
All right. Now, I think that you might mention that the reason that vegetarians are low on the vitamin B12 is because you need meat in the stomach, and that's where the B12 comes from.
Correct. Correct. And particularly red meat. So a substance that we have seen a lot of success with is a substance called huperzine A. And it's been shown to be terribly effective in Alzheimer's disease. It inhibits a particular enzyme that degrades acetylcholine.
All right, well,
the main nerve transmitter.
We're going to be back in just a moment with, and we'll go to Bob during the break here. So right now, our guest is Dr. Jack Clooney, and Dr. Jack Clooney does support Radio Liberty, and we're just talking about Alzheimer's disease. It's growing in frequency across America, and more of our older people are having difficulties. Is this happening by accident? Are there things that could be done? We'll be right back in just a moment.
you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Listen to the Nutramedical Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, a pro-life physician who has worked as a contract civilian doctor with top classified U.S. companies in the military. We talk about the facts about the dangers of mercury and aluminum and cancer viruses in your vaccines, mind control technologies, non-lethal weapons, not-so-depleted uranium exposure of our troops, and government-sponsored terrorism of Oklahoma City and 9/11. With micronukes and control munitions, contrails and globalist-directed weather disaster of New World Orleans and the Patriot Act plan for a national ID, coming American Hiroshima and the avian flu pandemic, to name a few. I interview experts on functional medical wellness, and thousands of the best science-based health supplements are available at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world at NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Jack Clooney. And Jack, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get onto your website, and perhaps even call you personally if you for a consultation.
Well, we do phone consultations by appointment, and they can anybody can reach me at 888-266-1043. 888-266-1043. Go to our website at healthsourceinc.com and look at the, over on the right side there is a series of links ranging from milk to pop to all kinds of things. So, you know, and the website is changing almost daily. So if you've been there 2 weeks ago, you need to go back because it's changed. And we have all types of things. We have a section on depression, and we're going to build a section for Alzheimer's disease. And I'm writing an article for a nutraceutical company on Alzheimer's disease later in this year. So, you know, they can get a hold of it. Again, the telephone number is 888-266-1043, and the website is healthsourceinc.com. HealthSourceIncorporated.com.
And one more time, the telephone number?
888-266-1043. 888-266-1043.
All right, 888-266-1043. And if you're out there in the audience and you have a question for Dr. Clooney, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. One of the problems is we have too many foods that are canned, or they do all these sorts of things to them. And of course, they're just not good. You really don't know what's in them. So many of the prepared foods now, they have MSG in them, they have aspartame, they have all sorts of soy and soy products, and some of these are not good for you. Now we have the genetically modified corn products and soy products and canola products and cottonseed products, which makes the cottonseed oil. And of course, we're surrounded with all sorts of things that are harmful to our health. And then we find the rising rates of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and cancer and heart disease in our elderly, and then we wonder why. Will you pick up the story there, Jack?
Well, our diets are deficient in any trace mineral. In fact, they've been deficient for about 70 years. We have an article on our website that was written in 1938 by the United States government that said that 70% of people in this country are functionally dying of starvation because our foods no longer have the minerals and the vitamins that it takes to drive the human body. Now, this is an article written by the United States government, published in 1938. It was not published yesterday. In fact, if it was the United States government today, it probably wouldn't have been published then. So, but the trace minerals, the amino acids, everything that we need for normal, healthy function has been taken out. Unless you're buying organic, and be careful about what people call organic, because, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Well,
maybe it's just another way to get another dollar.
Well, how about taking supplemental vitamins? When I went to medical school, the idea of taking supplemental vitamins was sort of laughed and scoffed at. But then, of course, as we come along, we begin studying this, we find out that our body doesn't produce vitamin C, and we're certainly not going to get enough of it, simply by drinking orange juice, although I have nothing against orange juice, but we need to have supplements for vitamin C and for vitamin D because we don't get enough sunlight. Fortunately, we do have the opportunity to do that. The supplements are there, but you have to know where to start and where to begin. So where do we start and begin?
Well, we have a great product called Multiplex 2 that has the vitamin A, the vitamin D, the vitamin C. One of the reasons, and according to some experts, one of the reasons that Alzheimer's comes or starts is a brain deficiency in ascorbic acid, which is, of course, part of the vitamin C molecule. And fish oils, amino acids, calcium, magnesium, zinc, B12, folic acid at a lot more than is in the normal Centrum. Forget about the RDA. The recommended daily allowance was written so long ago that it's irrelevant to the American population. When we look at, for instance, the RDA for B6, which is a critical brain vitamin, the RDA is 2 milligrams. Well, you need more than that if you're in a coma. But lots of B6, B12, folic acid, as I said, our products have 800 micrograms of folic acid. A prescription dose, by the way, is 1,000. So we're real close. There are certain amino acids, things like CoQ10, huperzine, things like ginkgo can help blood flow to the brain.
Now, I think that the whole thing of CoQ10, most people really don't know what CoQ10 is. Would you want to just elaborate on that? Because it's such an important thing, and we have so many people on statin drugs, and I'm afraid that the average doctor is never told by the detailed people who are so interested in selling patients, the statin drugs, whether it be Lipitor or Crestor or whatever it would be. They're really not interested in reminding the doctors that when you take the statin drugs, it lowers your CoQ10 level. So what does CoQ10 do, and why is it important that people take it?
Well, CoQ10 is a substance that is endogenous to the human body. It is a substance that is found in the brain, in muscle, in blood vessels. It is critical for the maintaining of cardiovascular health, brain health, brain function, and so on. There are several coenzymes, otherwise known as quinones. CoQ10 is a type of quinone. The most important Q enzyme for humans is CoQ10.
And it is a coenzyme Q10 is what they're talking about.
That's correct.
And it's really essential for the contraction of muscles. And of course, one of the biggest muscles in your body is the heart.
That's right.
And so the heart really begins to not function quite normally. And of course, you get more and more deficient in coenzyme Q10. Now, why then, of course, the heart doesn't function so effectively. It begins to fail. And then the people get cardiac failure. And then, of course, they come into the emergency room, you got cardiac failure, then they put you on digitalis and all of these other things, without realizing that, of course, the main reason for it is deficiency in coenzyme Q10. The same thing is true. You take a lot of diazides and you wash out your vitamin B1, and then you need vitamin B1 for the contraction of the heart. And so a lot of people have B1 deficiencies. All of these things are byproducts of the medicines we take, because we're getting away from normal remedies into pharmaceutical remedies, and each one you take certainly has complications, doesn't it?
Well, the benefits list, if we have a patient come in and want information on CoQ10, we print out 6 pages of information. Literally, every function of the body relates to CoQ10. Mitral valve prolapse, stroke, preeclampsia in pregnant women, ischemic heart disease, a heart attack, hypertension, congestive heart failure, as well as it's been noticed recently that it slows down the aging process and it increases life extension. In other words, you live longer, and it increases blood circulation, decreases clots. It is the one thing that everybody should be on at therapeutic levels. Now, if they call me, I can give them idea of what therapeutic levels are in their case. They change from case to case, age to age, size to size, and so on. But CoQ10 is critical for almost every cell in the human body, and but the heart and the brain are the number two reasons that I would take it. And I take 400 milligrams a day.
Now, somebody had just called in and asked what you can do for energy. That people just feel they just run down and just don't have any energy. What can you do? Is there anything that you can do, or do you have to really spend a lot of time talking to them?
Well, it would help to talk to them, but the two things that I would think of, number one, is a vitamin like the multiplex that has enough B complex to drive the energy system. The energy molecule is called the ATP. There's two things here. The B vitamins and some other things within the multiple drive the ATP. A third of the ATP is a substance called coenzyme Q10. So if somebody's really having energy problems, we put them on multiplex and we put them on 120 milligrams of CoQ10, and they feel better, and they feel better quickly.
All right, fine. So anyway, of course, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, what can people do to avoid Alzheimer's disease? We got a little waylaid. We were talking about that earlier. But are there specific things that they can do, especially as they begin to notice they're getting a little bit more forgetful as they get older?
Eliminate toxins from your diet. Diet pop, particularly any artificial sweetener, artificial salts. Drink good water and supplement your diet with supplemental nutrition and in areas that are going to help the brain. Coenzyme Q10, upper zine A, ginkgo biloba, and a good multiple vitamin. A good multiple vitamin, by the way, is not Centrum. Centrum is very weak, and it's bound together by shellac. So it's a substance that is better than nothing, but just barely. So the, you know, as I said, you need more than 2 milligrams of B6 if you're in a coma. So the brain, for instance, acetylcholine in the brain is the main nerve transmitter. Acetylcholine in the brain, B6 becomes acetylcholine in the brain. Phosphatidylserine, which is another oil, is absorbed into the brain and becomes acetylcholine, which regulate the serotonin, the dopamine, and the norepinephrine. Dopamine is a critical item in Alzheimer's disease as well as Parkinson's disease. University of Southern California is recommending 1,200 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 for Parkinson's disease. It slows it down. It slows the progress down. And it, in severe cases, it even helps the symptoms.
Well, now, of course, we read a lot in the papers and medical journals about the amyloid deposits, you know, in the brain associated with Alzheimer's disease. Is there anything that will reverse that process and actually get some of that amyloid out?
There's some amino acids as well as CoQ10. I keep on going back to CoQ10. If there's one thing that people need to do is CoQ10. But there's certain products, some amino acids, that have a tendency to chelate other items out of the body. And it would take conversation with a person to find out which ones are necessary.
What about the mercury? I mean, many of the older people have mercury fillings in their mouth. Many of the older people have the mercury that they're getting from eating fish. Many of the older people have toxic large doses of mercury they get from taking their vaccines, especially the influenza vaccine, which has a toxic dose of mercury in it. And as we mentioned earlier, Dr. Pudin's work just showed a definite relationship between the influenza vaccine, which contains both aluminum and fluoride in it. Both aluminum and mercury in it. Will the chelation help them at all? That get rid of some of the toxins that are in there? Because certainly our friend Dr. Boyd Haley, professor of chemistry at the University of Kentucky, has pointed out the very close similarity between, you know, mercury poisoning of the brain cells and what we see in Alzheimer's cases.
Absolutely. Yes, there are ways to chelate it out. We have a mercury detox program that people can get. But the important thing is, after that's done, to stay away. Stay away from the vaccination. Stay away from commercially grown fish. Stay only, if you're eating fish, eat deep water, cold water fish only. But you supplement with a good fish oil. And not every fish oil. Be very careful when you're buying this stuff. You need, you know, and we test all of our products for mercury and other heavy metals. But the important thing is the fish oils are necessary. We have a new product here at HealthSource that is a pack for the morning and a pack for the evening, and it has the vitamins, the fish oils, the minerals, and everything in it. And that has just come out, and I just briefed my staff on it today. But the important thing is to get rid of the things that you know are going to cause problems. Number two, to start putting things in your body supplementally, because you're not going to get it from your food supply, supplementally, like fish oil, like CoQ10, like a good B-complex based multiple vitamin. and realize that it takes a little while to get things going here. They can get here overnight. It's not going to go away overnight. So take care of your kidneys. Keep the kidneys flushed out. Make sure you know what your liver enzymes are, that type of thing. Be proactive, because as you said before, if you're not going to take care of your health, nobody will.
And I agree. I certainly feel it's very, very strong that people have to begin thinking of things. We all sort of, you know, it's so easy to just go down and buy all those frozen things and pop them in the microwave, and gee, they taste so good. And the reason they taste so good, it's got some MSG in there, and MSG actually attacks the brain's cells. It's an excitotoxin. It destroys brain tissue, just like NutraSweet does. They're both working exactly the same way. And then you're going to find somatics eat genetically modified products in there. In fact, they won't even allow you here in the United States to know when you're getting genetically modified food. In Europe, they're furious. They won't allow that. But here in America, where we're free, you're not allowed to know it. I wonder why.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. Once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Right back in a moment. Well, this is Arthur Stan here, and this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, we quite frankly need your help, because we buy time on stations all across the country. So if you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, if you believe that the only way we're really going to be able to change things is have people understand what's going on, and understand that the war in Iraq is a great diversion, the coming war in the Middle East is a great diversion, and as we keep our attention focused overseas, as our boys go overseas to fight for freedom and democracy, we are losing our freedom here at home. When you understand that, it's exactly what happened in Vietnam. It's exactly what happened during the Second World War. It's exactly what happened during the First World War. Each one of the wars was used very effectively to take away a little bit more of our freedom. I feel, however, we are at the end, and there is a planned program to change America forever, to move us into a one world government and a new world religion. So if you agree that there is a problem, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And it's as simple as picking up your telephone and calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Or certainly you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can read our newsletters there. You can subscribe to the newsletters. But if you want to read the newsletters, you can do it for nothing. When you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, however, you get a free newsletter every a month, and you get our four best tapes and or CDs that we put out of all the programs that we do. And then, of course, we hope that you will tell others about our radio programs. We hope that you remember that we do carry the big Berkey water filters and Berkey water products, and we only carry a few things. We have a homeschooling program. We have a shortwave radio and a few things of that sort. Why we're primarily dependent upon the people who listen to our programs and believe that America is in trouble today. So we certainly hope that you will tell others about the program, encourage them to listen as well, and you're going to have to learn how to reach people and, of course, have the material that you can convince them there's a problem. Most people honestly think we're a democracy. We're not. We're a republic, or at least we were a republic. And there's all the difference in the world between a republic and a democracy as between day and night. And if you haven't read my pamphlet on We Are a Republic, it's only $3.95. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know what's going to happen financially and how you can either be destroyed or you can do very well in the coming years, you need to get our DVD. It's called The Coming Financial Crisis. And the pamphlet that goes with that, which is very inexpensive, called The History of Money. That's The Coming Financial Crisis and The History of Money. If you want to understand the diseases that are occurring, the communicable diseases, and why you need to get our pamphlet on genetic engineering. If you want to understand who rules the world, you need to get our pamphlet on the occult hierarchy. That's the occult hierarchy. It's actually three pamphlets, all three of them for $9.95. If you want to understand what happened on September 11th, 2001, you need to get our pamphlets, Foreknowledge 911. Was there foreknowledge of the attack? Of course there was foreknowledge of the attack. They notified Willie Brown, Mayor Willie Brown, the night before. People in the Defense Department knew what was going to happen. Salman Rushdie was warned ahead of time. Even the children in the Pakistani area of New York City brought their cameras to school on September 11th to take pictures of the attack. About all shucks, the FBI and the CIA had no idea what was going to happen, but within 24 hours they knew the identity and they had pictures of everybody who was involved in the attack. Isn't that a coincidence? Do you really believe this story? Ladies and gentlemen, we're being lied to. We're aligned against powerful spiritual forces that lead our nation. Time we took America back. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, and it's radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.